The Great Commission is on the move against the backdrop of the Summer Olympics. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's program, we'll tell you about a mission organization with boots on the ground sharing Christ at the Rio Olympics. And then, speaking of the Olympics, you've probably seen the TV shots of the Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio. So what is the actual spiritual state of South America really like? We'll unpack all of that in just a moment. But first, the 2016 Summer Olympics are well underway in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. With 206 countries represented, it's a rare opportunity for the gospel. Tim Pitcher's there with around 100 other team members and chaplains from Athletes in Action, a partner ministry of the Jesus Film Project, and they're sharing Christ with the athletes.
For some, it's just to remind them of God's word and the peace and the power that he provides. For others, it's to help them see that through a personal relationship with Christ, that their value and their identity is based on what God says is true about them and not what their coaches say. And so that can lead into evangelistic conversations with them.
They're also handing out Bibles, devotionals, and DVDs of a film called Struggle and Triumph,
which features the stories of four different Olympic athletes and the struggles they've had physically, emotionally, spiritually through their sport, and then how through their faith in Christ has brought them to a triumphal point of seeing who they are in Christ.
There's an Athletes in Action prayer team that you can sign up for. The link is at missionnews.org. You'll be emailed the information of five Olympic athletes that you can pray both for their competitions and for their eternal salvation in Christ. So Yusra Mardini has won hearts with her story from Syrian refugee to Olympic swimmer. But there's still many people living as refugees. The small country of Lebanon is surrounded by war-torn Syria. And as a result, it's flooded with Syrian refugees. Kids Alive International works in Lebanon, providing physical and spiritual care for the vulnerable kids. Jed Hamoud with Kids Alive.
More than half of our kids are Syrian refugees. So we have a number of Syrian refugee kids in our residential program, number of Syrian refugee children in our school program. And we also actually opened up a literacy program, especially for these children of Syrian refugees.
Kids Alive hopes to increase the number of kids it serves by at least half.
We're trying to modify a space that was initially intended to be a workshop, but right now the need to provide education for the Syrian children is much greater than to provide a workshop space.
And think of this. Some of these kids have never been to school a day in their life. And without education, they're easy targets for radicalization. So please, would you pray for these kids and their families? Pray for their safety, for their hearts to be open to the gospel, and for the funds to continue this ministry. And as you follow the upcoming Rio Olympics, you've probably seen images of the massive statue of Jesus towering over the city. So it looks like there's a lot of Christian influence in South America, right? Well, Helen Williams warns us that things are not always what they seem, especially in Colombia.
There's been the tumult with the rebellion. There's been government upheaval over the past years. There are stories of missionaries' difficulties out of Colombia, kidnappings and other things. It's been a difficult field for many over the years.
And that's where World Missionary Press comes in. They reach out to difficult areas in Colombia, Chile, Peru, Brazil, and more with gospel literature.
So the challenges are all the ones that we would face just in ministry here, plus some additional ones that maybe in the States we don't have.
And with more than 100 million booklets requested, they need all the help and prayer they can get.
This is an opportunity where you can reach around the world for just 4 cents for a little booklet. And if you have on your heart to try to do more and you feel that there's no way, there is a way.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for your world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus prayercast links and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.